Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Inspire Radio Podcast. My name is Russ Warren. I'm an author, speaker, and online coach, and the goal of this podcast is to encourage you to live an inspired life. We need more people to live inspired. We have enough uninspired people out there. We want to live an inspired life, to make a difference, to personally grow in every area of life. Repeat business. What's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to episode number 50 of the Inspire Radio Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you're here for the very first time, thank you for being here. I would encourage you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes, the majority of the other episodes. And what I've tried to do here, before I jump into what I want to tell you today, is what I tried to do is just give you some short, sweet messages. These first 50 episodes, that was kind of the plan, that I didn't plan to ever stop doing that. I was going to just do that all the time. And I really like that format. It's fairly easy for me to record. I've kind of gotten in a routine, gotten pretty comfortable with that. And so basically every weekday I just record. So it's taken me, I guess it's been 10 weeks now, to record 50 episodes, which is great. And hopefully you found some value in it. I'm really, my plan is to change the format of this thing moving forward. I'm still not 100% sure what that looks like. So if you're listening to it on episode 50 right now, when you come back for 51, it's probably going to be different. I'm not sure. I'm thinking more of a longer format, probably moving toward once a week. I guess when episode 51 is dropped, then you'll know what that, you can go check it out and you'll know what I ended up doing, at least for now. But you know, life in general, it's all about change. It's about a path. Sometimes you're going on this direction, and then sometimes you just change gears and you do something a little bit different. And so, it's my podcast, you know what I'm saying? I can do what I want, right? But I'm not stuck on one way, and so I may try some things out and see how it goes. And I'd love to hear your feedback, whether you message me on Facebook or, leave a comment here, wherever you listen to it, if it's on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever it is. Let me know what you like, don't like, how you like it. But anyway, that being said, repeat business, episode 50, the last short, sweet version, probably for now. I was watching the playoffs last night for Major League Baseball, and the Astros got beat. They were down 3-1, ended up losing. That's okay. They won the World Series last year, and it was a really fun time to watch. It was a fun team to watch. They hadn't won in a while and whatever. So that was fun, and I was excited to see them make it back to this point. I was hoping they were going to continue, but they didn't. And that's what I wanted to mention, is that it's hard to maintain greatness. Most people can make a few good decisions. Most people can have a rash of success. Maintaining it is very difficult. That's what's been so great about being in Tuscaloosa and being an Alabama football fan. They've maintained greatness. They don't win every year, but they are at the top in contention to win every year because they have repeat business, as we say. And so I want to encourage you to start thinking, how can you, A, find greatness in your own life to start with, and two, how can you maintain that greatness day in, day out, in every area? Like, I don't want to just be a good dad on one day, and then the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, the rest of my child's life, not be there. You know what I'm saying? I want to find a way to maintain that repeat business. I don't want to just be a good husband one day. Like, I want to be a good husband every day. I don't want to just be a good business person one day. I want to do it every day. And that's what's crazy. And when I think about talking about repeat business, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is careers and business, actually. Businesses. And I think about, like, Walmart, they're really not that concerned about repeat business. I mean, that's a big part of what they do, but they're really concerned about selling you something, right, to start with. And you know, they hope you come back, but it's not that big a deal. And in my line of work, my family has tires, sells tires and does auto repair. You know, we want repeat business. That's what drives us. We want to take care of people every time they walk in the door because we want them to come back and see us again. We don't want people to have a bad experience with us. Unfortunately, sometimes I guess that can happen, and you just have to deal with it, take a loss. But at the end of the day, we want to treat people with respect, treat people the way they ought to be treated, because we want them to come see us again, right? We do a lot of things that we don't even charge for because we want that repeat business. Anyway, it's about maintaining success in our business. I'm third generation in our business. My granddaddy, my dad, me and my brother now, third generation. We want to maintain, we want to keep people coming back for repeat business generation after generation. And so I've learned a lot about just life in general through repeat business. But my whole point in this message today is not really about business. It's about maintaining a level of greatness, getting to greatness and maintaining it. And so I'm still in pursuit of greatness. I don't act like I have it all together. Hopefully you don't think that I act like that. I'm in pursuit of greatness, and I want to maintain any level of success I've had and just keep pressing on, keep moving forward, keep being a light, keep being a difference maker, keep creating content. And so, for you, what is it? What is it? I don't know, but you do. So be great, be great, be great. Stay open for repeat business. Keep making a difference. You're awesome. Thanks for being here. I'll see you on episode numero 51. See ya.